Hey everybody, this is Mark with SafeDayTrading.org, and today I want to talk about, well, you know, we've been having these webinars the first and third of every month so far, and we've had some wonderful turnout. A lot of people have come and started listening to our information. And again, I just want to announce that as of January 5th, we're having another seminar, so if you got a chance, come in and listen to it, especially if you're a member. We're going to talk about option strategies. And one of the things I want to talk about today is one of the big things that you need to do is when you start looking at stocks, you need to determine what you're going to look at the next day. So what I do is at 2:30 in the afternoon, I will sit down and start looking at a list of stocks that I have. I have probably about 15 different stocks that are kind of on my radar, something like Microsoft, Apple, Netflix, Baidu, stuff like that. So I'm kind of looking at each one of those individually. I'm also looking not only at that, but I'm also looking at the indices. So I'm looking at the Dow, the NASDAQ, the VIX, gold, oil, and just trying to get an overall feel of where I think the market's going to be for the next morning. And so what I want you to do is let's talk a little bit about how I do that, and let's talk about how you can do it as well. So around 2:30 in the afternoon, this is Central Standard Time, I will sit down. I have a list of a worksheet that I put together, and basically all it does is says up or down for a stock. And then I highlight ones that I think have a lot more potential. You know, if I've got a shooting star or a hammer, it's far away from the 8 or close to the 8, it's taken off and it's gone up a lot the last couple of days, and now I think it's going to retrace. Those types of things, I will identify those, and I will put a mark that says that, you know, this is probably a good opportunity the next morning. So what I then do is I take a look at the daily chart, and the daily chart I mean is that I'm looking at a chart for the last year or so, and I'm looking at the daily candlesticks for that. And I'm determining, you know, with all the other stuff that we have, the simple moving averages, the Woody's, SRS, SARs, the parabolic SARs, even the Bollinger Bands. I look at all that stuff and I try and get a sense for direction, okay? And then it's an up or down. And in some cases, there may be, you know, a flat. It's not going to move much. Usually that's a 50 cents to a dollar plus or minus on some of these stocks, depending upon what they are. So what I'll do is I'll go through all these stocks, and then I come back, and as I looking at, well, sorry, as I look at these daily charts, I also will go back and I look at the weekly chart. So the weekly chart is a three-year, it's a week of activity for the last 3 years. So you get another little bit more of an idea of direction, you know, up or down. And it's really interesting once you start seeing those two and compare them, they are pretty identical. So if, you know, if for a week it's going down, it does go down for that. It may go up a little bit, you know, and it's because of the, you know, it's because of the candles. You got more candles on the daily chart than the weekly chart. So again, I'm looking at the weekly chart. I'm looking at the daily chart. I'm looking at the indices, and again, that's the Dow, the NASDAQ, oil, gold, and the VIX. And what I'm looking for on the VIX is I'm looking for it to be pretty low. The lower it is, if it's around 10, 11, 12, then it's not very volatile. Otherwise, if it's up at 30 or 20 or 30, it's got a lot more volatility, okay? So I have to plan that as I get ready to the trade. So what I'm doing is I'm looking at all this stuff, making some notes, and the next morning, before I get ready to trade my options, I will go back, pull up my little worksheet, take a look at it. I may throw some notes on there. The other thing I probably do too, well, I know I do, is one of those stocks that I've identified as really potentials. What I'm going to do is I'll actually go in and I'll start looking at option prices, you know, if it's a put or a call. What's the strike price that I'm looking at? What put am I going to look at, or what call am I going to look at? And kind of note that down on the bottom as well. So now I've got some ideas to look at stocks, because I'm busy the next morning because I'm trading between 7 and 8. 8 to 8:30, kind of getting stuff cleaned up, and then get ready at 8:30 to trade again on options. So I've gone through that process to study what I think is going to happen. And then the next morning, anywhere between probably about 10 minutes after the opening of the bell, so at around 8:40 Central Standard Time, usually when I start looking at stocks and start making some decisions. Remember, there's reversal times at 9 o'clock, 9:30, and 10 o'clock, or 9:30 and 10:15. So be ready for those as well, because those really do happen a lot. Anyway, I thought I'd share this with you, kind of the stocks that I look at and what I do when I'm looking at stocks to get ready to trade options. Anyway, thought I'd share with you. Talk to you later. Come join us at safedaytrading.org.
We provide you the education you need to have to become a successful day trader. We'll provide all the information for you to start your trading, from starting and setting up your office to technical chart analysis. All kinds of different information that you'll need to be a successful day trader.
Come join us at safedaytrading.org.